Boost your mornings with fresh breakfast on 102.9.
Hey, baby, let me see it. Baby. I just want to eat it.
It is 8:18 on Namibia's Heart and Soul. We checked out TLC with No Scrubs, also Davido Nashake with No Competition, the NSK and Shaquan on your radio. What Would Shay Do is that bit that comes to you every single Friday where you submit your situations anonymously. That's to us via email or WhatsApp. And Shaquan looks at it and she advises what she would have done had she found herself in a similar position. Mm. Now, today's email reads, "Hey, Shaquan, I really hope that you can help me with a situation that I'm dealing with. I'm having a hard time in some of my friendships, okay? I have this friend of mine who is not an easy person. He's a very difficult person overall. He goes through periods where he doesn't even talk to me. He claims to always be dealing with things, and even though I want to be there for him, he shuts me down. I'm torn on what to do because I care about him and our friendship since we have been boys since 5 years old or so, you know. But this friendship is draining me now at this point. I'm not saying I'm perfect, but how do I set boundaries so that I'm not abused in this friendship? If I do not call or text, then he will not even reach out or initiate anything we can do together. Please help me, Shaquan, because I'm done at this point. What would you have done, Shaquan, if you found yourself in my position?" Shaquan?
Cut them off. Easier said than done, to be honest.
A
lot of times we would tell people if they come for advice to us, like, you know, you better let that man go and let that woman go. They don't deserve you. Let that friendship go. It's draining you. But it's not easy. And to be honest with you, I still feel that friendship breakups hurt more than relationship breakups. Because you will actually find yourself, like, years from now, even still mourning a friendship that probably just, you know, didn't work out, it dissolved, and there's nothing that you could have actually done to save it, okay? So this actually takes me back to a conversation that I had with a very good friend of mine from back in the day. So we were, like, reminiscing on old times. We were like, where did we hook up meet? Like, literally, we were grade 8 when I met this person.
Yeah.
But regardless, we're talking about how, you know, as time goes on, for the most part, which is really not a bad thing. We think that it's a bad thing, but it's not. That we just outgrow each other.
Yeah. Yeah.
The very things that we did together 15 years ago, it's not, like, fun for us anymore. Like, we can talk about it, we can laugh about it, reminisce, whatever it is, but quickly will you realize that we move on from it and just, you know, we have other things going on in our lives, you know? So maybe there is a change that happened in your friend, maybe in their life or something like that. Maybe you guys don't even just have the same interest anymore, and you're still holding on to the fact that this is someone that I've been friends with for the longest of time, but he's, like, you know, his interests have probably even changed. The unfortunate part is, for the most part, how this friendships dissolve, there's no communication. There's not, you know, anyone pulling up to the plate to say that, I don't know, maybe we should take a breather, whatever it is.
Yeah.
For the most part, we just allow, you know, time and things just to happen on its own, and things just fall apart and we just keep moving. Like, we can see the damage that's happening, but we're just literally running away from it. That is honestly the unfortunate part. What I would say is, it is also important for us in life, it doesn't matter in what space we are, to know our worth. If you feel genuinely that you're the one that's pulling up to the plate,
trying
the whole time and doing your part, and it's not being received on the other end, like, it's actually okay for you to realize that, man, this is not a space that I want to be in anymore. Because what it is that realize that if you don't call, they don't call, you don't text, you don't initiate dates, nothing happens between the two of you. And what that means is that that person actually doesn't prioritize you. They don't really care as much as you care for them. And that it's actually okay for you to let that whole situation go. Because you're going to make yourself miserable trying to upkeep that friendship. And what it is that you're going to put yourself in a mode where, how do I phrase this? Like, when you're just constantly working overtime to make sure that the friendship is still surviving. Mm. So you're going to be sending reels or memes to this person the whole day. You're going to be texting this person the whole day, but there's not really much response coming from this person. Yes, I understand that people are busy, but, you know, we also get busy, But later on, even if it's a day later, if you really had an overwhelming day, you still acknowledge that person's text.
Yes. Yes, you do.
And the question, I mean, we'll obviously just continue with this conversation a little bit after this, but ask yourself whether this friendship is actually really worth it.
Yeah.
Doesn't matter how long you've been friends, but ask yourself if it's a nurturing, safe, healthy friendship. Think about it.
Thank you so much, Shaquan. Part two of What Will Shay Do will continue right after this.
Stratos at Avani redefines the dynamic.
8's music by Chris Brown and Wizkid, Call Me Every Day. We also checked out Musa Keys, a.k.a. and Guy Key on one song talking about that paradise, isn't it? 8:38.
Yeah.
Let's talk What Will Shay Do, which continues right now. But in case you just joined us and you have no idea what's going on, well, let's give you the email that was sent to us anonymously. Hey, Shaquan. I really hope that you can help me with the situation that I'm dealing with. I'm having a hard time in some of my friendships. I have this friend of mine who is not an easy person. He is a very difficult person. He goes through periods where he doesn't even talk to me. He claims to always be dealing with things, and even though I want to be there for him, he shuts me down. I'm torn on what to do because, I mean, I care about him and our friendship since we have been boys since 5 years old or so. But this friendship is draining me. I'm not saying that I'm perfect, but how do I set boundaries that I am not abused in this friendship? If I do not call or text, then, you know, he will not even reach out or initiate anything we can do together. Please help me, Shaquan, because I'm done at this point. What would you have done, Shaquan?
Man, I would honestly, if I feel that I've done my part,
yeah,
I would let that friendship go. And I've been in also obviously situations where I had to let go of certain friendships, you know, just because I just felt like, man, I'm a little dog just running after you all the time. And it's so exhausting. And for some reason, it's like some people actually get off things like that where they just feel like, OK, are you chasing me? So you know what I mean? Like it makes them feel important. But the point is, like I said earlier on, it's just for you to value yourself a little bit more.
Yeah.
If you know that you're also a good friend, you've been a good friend to this person. Nobody's perfect, obviously, but you've been a good person to this person throughout this friendship, and you're still not getting what it is that you would want from a friend. Like, it's actually okay for you to part ways with this person. Now, a lot of the times, in this case, a lot of people feel like it's a sad thing when friendships end. We are so focused on, oh, it's so sad, I've known you for so long and we've shared so much with each other, that sometimes it's actually a blessing.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Walk us through this.
It could actually be a blessing when you look at it in the sense of you are exhausting yourself and working overtime, you're being miserable in the friendship and all of this just to upkeep this friendship. Like, you probably don't even enjoy the conversations anymore. It's very forced. If you don't, so how have you been? And one stuff like that. No communication takes place. Like, it leaves you feeling miserable.
Yeah.
Okay. And also, you would realize that sometimes your life feels very stagnant. And when you let go of certain people in your space, I swear, it's as if things just start to move. Things just start to align for you. Now you start to even make room for other connections with other people, okay? Yeah. Opportunities come about, new friendships form, new conversations, new interests, new hobbies. Oh, wait, there's a new world out there. And I'm not saying necessarily that you should cut this person off, but I'm just saying if you feel that you've done your part, know that it's actually okay to walk away from that friendship. It is also important that we start to put ourselves first in friendships. Yes, be mindful of the other person. It's definitely okay for you to be. A lot of people will be like, oh, you're selfish. I see it as you being self-full. What is the point of you constantly being in spaces where you have to keep pouring into friendships? Nothing is poured back into your cup. And just because you're scared of what people are going to say, that they might call you selfish, that you let go of you. How many times have you forgotten yourself and left yourself behind just to accommodate certain people in your life? And even if it's to the point where you say that, you know, that sometimes they go about not even talking to you, don't talk to them. I'm honestly not going to be advocating for be the bigger person, whatever it is, because maybe this person has also been the bigger person for the most part and they're still getting cramps.
Yeah.
I promise you this. The moment that you remove yourself, or that you even distance yourself from all of this, they will come back. Because they're used to you running around after them and all of this and, you know, being thoughtful of their birthdays. They probably don't even text you heartfelt messages anymore on your birthday. Yeah. But the moment that you remove yourself from that space, they will feel that gap. And you would even be surprised that they will be the ones coming to now make an effort. And if they don't come back and make an effort, it's also okay. You won't die.
I think that is that's profound. If you obviously, want to add on to what Shikwan says, or perhaps maybe even disagree, send us a voice note. 083-000-1029.
From adventure to romance.